Ti Yisera, Haile Mehevi Kinafya. The question is, what are you trying to fill up? The moon, when we first see it, is almost like a half, like a banana. So do you want it just to fill up like a half a circle? Just the banana part comes up. That's after 7 days already. It's halfway there. But if you want the moon to be completely round, that's by the 15th day. That's the second sheet. That's where we hold. That the first 15 days from the molid, you can still say Kiddush Levon. Rashi says, Haile Mehevi Ki Yisera, Rashi says, that means like a half a circle. And Lehevi Kenapa means a round circle. I have a question now. You know, even after the 16th day of the month passed by, and you're telling me you can't say Kiddush Levana, but why don't you say Brach Elitz about Tev Yemetiv? Like you're having enjoyment from the Levana. We're enjoying, we missed the Levana, but it wasn't here. And now we have the complete Levana, we should make a Brach about Tev Yemetiv. Omalek, he answered back to him, Otto ki chosar, nima varchina dayan emes. Listen, when the moon starts to go away, do we make a Brach of dayan emes? That Levorach HaTov Yemetiv, that later when we get it back, we should make a bracha HaTov Yemetiv. We don't do that. And we don't make a bracha HaDayin Emes when it goes away. Why not? So Gemara said, true. So, Levachim HaTavayin, yes, can good. Let's make both brachas. When the moon starts to go away, we should make a bracha HaDayin Emes. And then when we get the moon back again, we should make a bracha HaTov Yemetiv. The answer is, Kivu Dehainu Uchayu, we know that's the normal route of the moon. It goes down and comes back again. Levachinim, it's not really called the real HaDayin Emes, because we know it's going to come back again. So since Hainu Yuchayu, we do not make a bracha of a Tevye Metiv, and nor do we make a bracha of Dynamis. Alright, another. Where it says, the Yom Rabbacha Bachanina, Om Rabbasiyom Rabbi Yechonon, Kol HaMavorach Allah Chodesh Bismanoi, Hilu Makabal Pnei Shrina. Whoever says Kiddush Levon at the right time, during the first 15 days of the Molid, it's mamish like you be mekabel Hashem, mekabel pnei Shechina. Why? Because Zavach says over here, HaKodesh HaZeh L'Chem Rosh Chodoshim, Uk Zavachim Zekhil Levi Anveyu. We want to look at that the Rabbeinu Yoin and Baruch says the Pshat is, the Kabbal pnei Shechina is that you see something different. You see clearly Yad Hashem. Like a moon changes, like one day it's not here, then the next day we see it again. So it's called you see something different, that's called we see the Yad Hashem. You see Yeshinu, that's the Chemes Yisrael of Nisim. You see a difference, you see a nest that's supposed to remind you that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world and Hashem is the one that's doing it. It's supposed to wake us up. That thing is like if you're makabo pnei Shechina. Imam is seeing Hashem. Tell me about this. Tell me about Yishmael. Il mole lo izoch yisol el lo hakbo pnei Yavish v'shmayim kol chodesh v'chodesh dayam. If we'd only have this one mitzvah of the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, dayam that would also be good. Rashi says, because since it's such a great mitzvah, she makabo pnei Shechina pamachas v'chodesh. That will mamish be mekabel pnei Shechina, then that will be enough. Om Rabbi Abai says, since it's such a choshev thing, that will be mekabel with receiving Hashem, hilkach nimrino miumid. We have to say it standing up. Mamish be mekabel pnei Shechina, you have to say it standing up. The reimah mazutra mekasvi adodi. They used to lean on shoulders one on the other, on the rock and make a bracha. Some of the movement is, if they couldn't stand up, they were too old, so you're allowed to lean one against the other. Om alei ravacha leravashi v'marova mevorchi baruch mechadish kadoshim. They heard over in Bavel that in Eretz Yisrael the whole bracha was tam baruch mechadish kadoshim. That's all they heard over. So om alei, they said back to him, hi, such a simple bracha like that, nashi didan nami mevorchi. Even the ladies make such a bracha. So Mashal explains it's too simple of a bracha. Even a pasha lady could say such a bracha like that. The chur of Kiddush Levon is such a great thing, we should say a longer bracha. Because Emerson Noshim are not Mekadosh Levona. It's called the Mitzvah Saseh of Man Grama, Noshim Apturim, and there's no meaning for them to say it. For some reason, Kiddush Levona and Noshim don't say. It's not even a meaning to do it, even though they hear Shefer and it's not, but Kiddush Levona they do not do. Tomorrow just means to say that such a simple bracha like this, even ladies could say such a bracha. So we men have to say a better bracha than that. Ella, rather, what do we say to the Rabbi Yehuda? The young Rabbi Yehuda, both is like this. Hashem b'ma morei b'ma shrokim, he created the skies. Of Ruach Piv called Savon. They don't change their appointed positions. They're very happy. They do what Hashem wants. They're really good workers. Be great like Levona. That's the bracha we say. And the Apostle of the Mishlei, Ki betach bulois atas lecha mechama. When you go to have war, have good strategy, have good advice. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Acha Bachnina, Omer Rav Afim Rav Yechanan,
The niyat emaytzim mechamta shatera. Here the mechama does not mean a real war, but it means the mechama shatera. That means the mishiyesh piyada chadiva shamishna. A person that knows all the mishnayim sin, he could really argue one talmud chacham against another one. It's called a machlekes in learning. He holds this is the pshat, he holds that's the pshat in the mishnah. If you don't argue though, if you know the mishnayim sin, if you don't know it, you can't argue. Kori of Yosef Nashim, Yosef called upon himself, the rov tvuais, the kliach shor. So to say, he is full of tvu, he has the power of a shor, he knows a lot. He could have mechamta shatera. Then the Mishnah says, Echav Yom Mishnah Shos. One says it happened second day of the day. The other one says the third day of the day, Edusim is Ksheva. People make a mistake in 1 hour. But Omer, Sinu Rashi, Lashon Vela, Shoyis. Only if they made a mistake, once it happened the second day, once it happened the third hour, once it happened the fourth hour. Avalech, Adayna. Kedem Neitzachama. One said that the murder took place before sunrise. Before Neitzachama. Viech, Adayma, Liachar, Neitzachama, after sunrise. Edusim, Betelo. That's Betelo. Because before and after, everybody knows. You don't make a mistake in this. You know whether it was light or wasn't light. Well, it's the truth. Of course there's Edusim Betelo. Of course there's a contradiction here. Because everybody, you don't make a mistake whether it was light or not. Ela read like this. Echadoyma kodim neitzachama. Once it happened before when it's still dark. V'yechadoyma b'teichem neitzachama. While the sun was coming up. For the Mahar Nami Pshita, it still is a big difference. He's saying there was a little bit light. And the first one's saying there's no light. It's still dark. So who is the contradiction here? Mar says no. The chiddush is, I would have thought to say, the one that says the teich neitz does not really, really mean the sun was coming up. There was a spark, there was a blink in the sky. And uzuhura biyamu, because maybe he only saw some light in the sky that he thought was daybreak, was the sunrise. But really it was just a light in the stars. And really it was still kedem neitzachama. So maybe both of them are still saying the same time. Kamashman, that's the Kiddush know. That if one says, I saw it for Teich Neitzachama, we say he means what he says, that he saw it while the sun was coming up, and therefore I do some Taylor. The first one said, no, it happened before the sun, and this you did not make mistakes, therefore I do some Taylor. Now, V'yakakach Machnisen. After we check out the two Eidim, then we make, yeah. V'yakakach Machnisen, we bring them back in, and it says there that if one of the Tamidim says something that we like what he says, so you let him stand bezin the whole day. Because mashm oisi ayem, only this one day, b'sulei, not more. I have a tanya we learned in the Yesh Mamash Medvorah, if what the Talmud tells us means something, l'hoi yor mishom le'elam. Like if we see he's a good man, so we give him smicha right here, let him stand bezin le'elam. So why does Amish to say only one day? And it says here, v'yemein Mamash Medvorah, but if he doesn't say anything good, there's no substance to what he says, then ein yorid kol yom kulu, does not go down that day. Why? Today shaloi te aliyasi ridaloi. Like he shouldn't be embarrassed. Here it came up to Bezin, and right away they throw him down, that's not nice. So we keep him up there, chosh for one day, but not more. So Chur Teretz Poshid. Rabbi says, Tirgumor, in ain't mamish with Baruch. Our Mishnah means that if the Talmud comes up to say, I have something to tell you, Bezin, Bezin says, okay, come. And he says something, and the Bezin does not like what he says, so that's the Mishnah says, we let him say that the whole day. Al Kvaidai, not to embarrass him, we don't send him down right away. But only that one day, tomorrow we don't let him come anymore. But if the person says something good, then Bezin keeps him there. Then it says Motzlei Chus, and it says that day they did not eat too much and did not drink any wine. For the Gemara, Yain my time, what's wrong? Why can't they drink wine? Yain my time, Aloy. Or Merabacha or Bachanina. Or my quote, the pasuk says Ulureiznim Ishecha. That means a reizim means the leaders should not ask for wine. Oiskim Bereizah Shalolam. People that are Oisik in the secrets of the world of a Bezdin Al Yishtaklu, they should not become Shikah. Means it's not nice for leaders to ask for wine. So while you're being Oisik in Dayonis, you should not be drinking wine. Weiter. Motzloischus. Mor says, Loi ro mai. So Mishnah says, what's going to be when Dayanim say any Yudaya? So we bring in more. What's going to be if we're going to be stuck there? Let's say 36 say Chayiv and 35 say Ptur. So Mishnah says, what they do is they sit there and they argue it out to try and get some of them that said Chayiv to change their mind to make it into Ptur. We try and make them change their mind. For Gemara, Loi ro, let's say they don't want to change their mind. What's going to be the Locha? Amir Avacha, Poitu Naisoi. We'll let the person go free. Because the lachar is, Badin and the Fashas, you only have him killed if you have at least two more saying Chayiv. If you have 36 Dayanim saying he's Chayiv Misa, and 35 saying he's Potem and Amisa, we cannot kill him. You only have a majority of one, that's no good. Badin and the Fashas, you have to have a majority of two to be Chayiv Misa. So let's say nobody changed their minds and they stay that way, it's Petru Naisai. And the Chaynam of Yechanan, Petru Naisai, we free him right away. Omele Rapopal Abaya, Bliftere Mikara, have a good Kasha. Why don't we free him right away? As soon as the Bezdin gives a vote, and we see 36 saying chayv and 35 saying ptur, so right now we should say patur noisoi. What does the Mishnah say? We wait until maybe some of the dayan that said chayiv will change their mind, and then Bezdin will give up Saki's potter. He's potter anyway. They should let him go free right now. Now, we can't change the other way. Somebody that said ptur is not allowed to change his mind to say chayiv. So the person can never be chayiv misa. So only question, wait a while until there be a real psak from the Bezdin that he's potter. If we don't wait, he'll be potter anyway. So let's free him right now. Omalei said that true. Hoch yom Rav Yechanan. Today shalom yeitzum mi bezim uvavim. The pshat is just not going to look so nice. It's not going to look nice if the bezim looks like a mixed up bezim. That bezim can't give a good psak. They're staying with the machlekes like 36 and now with 35 and this way. If they can't come out with a good psak, it doesn't look so nice. Even though the din is that he's potter anyway, but it doesn't look so nice. Therefore, we would rather some of the people saying chayiv make them change their mind till we have a majority saying ptur, and then there'll be a clear psak from bezim's potter. But otherwise, it looks like a bezim involving a patum of the bezim. Ikadi Amri sounds like this. Ikadi Amri omalera popula baya. V'lo mali yosifu. The Mishnah says, when one dying says any adeya, so what do we do? We eat on more dayanim. Lift from Medina, kamo. Let's free them right now. Listen, the dayanim says any adeya, so the nidin should be part of from Esau. Omal Rabbi Yosi, he says that true. Rabbi Yosi cries about Rabbi Yosi holds like you. The tiny word, Rabbi Yosi yema. Kishem, shame yosifu na bezim shishem miyecho, just like when you start with Sanhedrin Gdela. A bezin of 71. Everyone says any adeya, that's it. We do not add any more onto it. Kach, the same halach applies. And my stifun our bezin shall lessen b'shloisha. He holds a bezin of 23. And once says any adeya, that's it. We don't add on any more to the bezin. But the Tanakama, our Mishnah's know, that our Mishnah's know, that's a Kabbalah, that if once says any adeya, we have right to add on two more dayanim. And we keep on adding on and adding on until it gets to the number of 71. Then you know, then no more. Tanam Rabbonin. Oy mevedin the mamnis. Nizdakin hadin. By din amamnis, we could say nizdakin hadin. But we ain't know, we cannot say bedin of the nizdakin hadin. Now, your question, my nizdakin hadin, what does it mean nizdakin hadin? What do you mean? By mamnis, you do say it, by nefosh, you do not say it. Elaine, if you want to tell me, kashdina. Kashdina means that the yonim say, this case is too hard for us. Case is too hard, we don't know what to do here. So by din amamnis, they have the right to say it, but nefosh is not. The more ibkhami brother should be just the opposite of Sfarah then. By mamnis and Allah says it's too hard. Why not? Just the opposite. You're telling me now by mamnis they could say it, but not by nefashis. No, they can't say it's too hard. I want a break. I want to think it over. But no, we tell them you have to finish it. But even the nefashis, for sure we should take a break and make sure they have the right psak. Omer Rav Huna, bar Menech, Mishrei de Ravacha, Brei de Ravika, Epoch, change it around. By dina mamnis, we don't care, we don't wait. Let them give the psak. But by dina nefashis, we'll let them wait and we'll take the time till they have a clear psak. Ravashi Yamanol, the Yolam of Lotev, don't change it around. Well, mine is Dakan, the known as Dakan, that it means, Chacham Dina, that it's a clear cut case, that the Bezna has the right to say, we're giving a clear cut case, that's called Chacham Dina. Rashi says, Yofa Manatanu, Al Buryev, that we're giving now a clear cut case, there's no doubt about our Psak. Therefore, by Dina the Farshas, they have to come out and say, our Psak is clear cut, or by Dina the Mamma, you have to say it. Basically, Avakasha, God will share, but the Yon and Oyman is Dakan Adin. The greatest one, the Av Bezin, he's the one that comes out with the final statement and says, Nizdakin Adin. Now, Iyar Mitvishtayim Echochim Din, as if to say, our Psak is clear cut. Hainu the Yom Gadol. That's why the Av Bezin, he's the one that says that the Psak we just gave now is a clear cut. Psak is 100%. El Iyar Mitkash Din, the Pshat is that we have to tell everybody. It was a very hard decision. Like, we need time, it's not so clear what we're saying. Lo Sagad Lo Yom Gadol. Why does the Gadol say this? The Chura, Kisuf Yehudu Kamichsev Nashe, is embarrassing himself. He's telling people this psak was a very hard psak. We're not sure if what we said was right. It's an embarrassment to him. How come he says it? Sumar says, in yes, still it's good way he should say it. Because the klal ain't a daima, mizbayish meyatzmoy, le mizbayish mecherim. If you have to be embarrassed, it's easier to be embarrassed from yourself than somebody else embarrass you. If somebody else would embarrass you, it's a bigger embarrassment. If a person says upon himself, I don't know, it's not the biggest embarrassment. So therefore, even though it's the Av Bezdin talking, he has to say Kashdina was a hard din. Ikud Yami something like this. Iyama Vishleim the Kashdina, that what the Av Bezdin is saying, that this was a very hard psak. Hainu Diyena Dome Mizbash, Miyatsu Mizbash Mecherim. That's what's good, but he had to say it. We don't want somebody else to embarrass him, he has to say it himself. Eli Iyamit, Chacham Dina, but if the Pshat is the Bezdin is saying, we gave a very good psak, we're 100% right. So Godel Ashvuchim Meshabech Nafshoi. Is it nice that the Av Bezdin just said upon himself, like he's the Av Bezdin? So by him saying, we gave a great psak, it's like saying, you know, I'm a great guy. It's not nice. Look, see, the pasuk says, Yalu chazar v'ler pichon. When you want to be praised, let somebody else praise you and not be praised yourself. It's an honoree. When you honor somebody, somebody else talks. You're not supposed to talk about yourself, how great I am. When you honor you, let somebody else talk about you. Yalu chazar, somebody else should praise you. V'ler pichon, not your own mouth. It's not nice for the chacham here to praise himself. So Mar says, what can I do? But shani milsa de vaidino di agoda ramya. Here it's different. A milsa de vaidino is upon the godel. The yad bez is like his, it's his psak. He's the one that has to say what happened through this psak. Can it sound like we learned? Gomer was a double when he finished the psak. Oy mechlitz noisoy. So he would bring in the bali dvorim. And godel shebat ayorim, the yad bezim would say, Oymer, ish pleni yatazaka, you Ruven, you potter. Ish pleni yatachayiv, you chayiv. So he's the din upon the godel, he has to say it. Therefore, he has to say how the psak came about. So Mela, he has to tell everybody, this was a clear-cut case. So even though it looks like it's giving itself shvach, it's not so bad though. Since it's Ram Yahim, he has the right to say it. Hazir Alecho, how you break it?